HBO's John Oliver defends transgender medical procedures for minors. When supported, trans kids can experience full, vibrant lives. By David Ng on October 17, 2022. Comedian John Oliver used his HBO show to defend transgender medical procedures for minors. Demonizing anyone who opposes so-called gender-affirming care for kids as uncaring and bigoted. On Sunday's episode of HBO's Last Week Tonight, John Oliver delivered a lengthy monologue that started out as a defense of LGBTQ rights, then quickly segued into transgender rights, and eventually culminated with an impassioned screed on top surgery, hormone therapy, and puberty blockers for minors. So much of the fear of and arguments against transgender people seems to flow from misinformation and misunderstanding, and maybe the biggest and most dangerous area of ignorance surrounds the concept of gender-affirming care in recent years, he said. Watch below. Oliver portrayed gender-affirming care in its early stages as simply a series of social transitions, like getting a different haircut or calling your child by a new name. But he eventually delved into controversial medical procedures, some of which are irreversible. Some teens may be eligible, for instance, for top surgery or chest masculinization, he said. But you should know, not only is that pretty rare, it like all of this would only happen after a team of medical professionals discussed all of its risks and benefits with their patients and their patient's parent or guardian. Oliver said denying such care to minors will create mental health issues for them. When supported, trans kids can experience full, vibrant lives, Oliver said. Trans people are not by default unhappier or more prone to suffering than everyone else. That is something that we are putting on them. Oliver's monologue represents the latest effort by the left to spread the gospel of radical gender ideology. The uncritical acceptance of the controversial philosophy has reached the upper echelons of the medical establishment. As Breitbart News reported, three of the nation's leading medical associations recently asked President Joe Biden's Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute journalists and parents who are concerned with hospitals and physicians who provide transgender surgeries to minors. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.